Wolf, we weren't allowed to see anything. Israeli authorities blocked off roads, corralled the media into one location, brought the Palestinians in through the back door when they received them, and then only allowed family members to come in very limited single file in individual cars. And there's a reason for that. Because unlike the images of celebration, which you might have seen from Ramallah and the West Bank, here in East Jerusalem, Israeli authorities were better able to enforce the diktat of their far-right national security minister, who has deemed the prisoners released today as terrorists. But not just that, he said any Palestinian who celebrates will themselves be charged as terrorists. I mean, just to break that down a little bit, there is no grounds to call them terrorists because by Israel's own reckoning, those 39 prisoners were 15 minors, 10 of whom were only charged, and 24 women, 23 were detained, not charged, and 10 of the minors were detained, not charged. It complicates telling this story. So imagine your daughter has come home to you, and you have to hide indoors to express your joy. I want to show you this video, Wolf, of a daughter reuniting with her mother that was sent to us by the family. Take a listen. That young lady you see there, the reason, I mean, there's no reason, it's her daughter, but beyond that, she had been arrested at the age of 16, convicted at 17 for 10 years, accused of attempted stabbing. Her family and her lawyer and Israeli and Palestinian rights groups say that this was a miscarriage of justice. Her family had taken this all the way to the Israeli Supreme Court, and her mother had